Cool. Yesterday, I learned that you can turn the setting off of the lady's voice. So no more Susan.
I noticed that when I got the when you get the notification that it's being recorded, I was like, oh, there's no sound. That's so much better. And now this is on the recording, but it cuts people off all the time. Recording in progress. It's so
All the
annoying.
time. Yeah. Susan, like she got hired midway through the pandemic, and I learned yesterday that I can just, send her on to better things.
Now that's ironic because I never hear a voice. Only the
Who's
message pops
Susan?
up.
I don't know
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, who's
who.
Susan?
I named the voice. Okay.
Right. But I never hear a voice.
I've never heard a voice.
Yeah, mine, I guess, is automatically muted. I don't know.
No way.
Yeah.
The this re this
Recording. No, no,
recording.
no. All it's just a box pops up.
Yeah.
And then that's it. Got
Interesting.
it. Yeah.
This
I
whole
guess you can
time.
mute it both ways then.
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah.
Interesting.
The whole time. Well,
You
there
learned
is
something
this
new.
voice that is very interruptive, but she's no
Okay.
longer
To
part of our
you.
scene. To me.
Just
Yeah.
to you.
I always feel terrible when I forget to record and like we're midway through something really amazing and then I'm like
That
there we go.
happens
Oh
to
my
me all
goodness.
the time. I'm like, oh, they have something really good to say. Recording in progress. And I
Yeah.
cut them off. It's horrible.
Sorry about the interruption. All right, ladies. Yay, New Year's call.
I just noticed you're
So
very festive. You did
I
wear
am
sequins. Oh my gosh.
And it's
Yes.
beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You
Thank
remind
you.
me of that character, Emily in Paris. Have you guys been watching that on Netflix? Do you have Netflix?
Yeah,
Yes.
Well, you
but
have to check out Emily in Paris.
that's what everybody says, but I don't know.
But no, you gotta check out because she's like the main character.
I
Just
am
watch it for that. It's with Lily
okay.
Collins. I mean, it's like the third season, so you're
I
way.
know, and everybody keeps saying watch it. Every time I try, it's like I don't think so. But I'm
Well,
gonna try it again just for you, Mia.
no, just
Maybe we should
for
have a
the
watch
character.
party tonight.
Just for the character, the main character, Emily.
Okay, yeah, I'll check it out. I was actually just had a Ashley and I were just on a call and she had like a do nothing day yesterday and she binge watched like a season of Emily in Paris and was like, what is this show? And it's
Well,
coming up again now, so
the universe is, telling you to watch it.
fine.
It's so funny.
Cool. Yes, sequins. Any excuse I can create to wear costumes or sequins, I will do it. So
Well, see,
here we
the
are.
funny thing is when you wear it, it seems normal. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like you look like this every month. Like every time we have this
Because you always
call,
look so amazing, right?
Yeah. I'm like,
Stop
I
it.
could not
Definitely.
even
Thank
fit
you,
into
ladies.
that top. Like I couldn't, it would be so uncomfortable. Like I can't stand anything that's like
Rabbi, yeah.
solid. Yeah, like comfort only cotton stuff. Cotton and wool for me.
Well, see, it has this nice lining that's super soft, so
Ooh, fancy.
the best of all worlds. But I
Silky
can't.
and comfortable.
I can't stand the like sequin rub either. So I gotta.
Yeah. Is it a dress?
Yes, it is. It's a
Ooh,
mid-thigh,
even
no,
more
almost to my
beautiful.
knees.
Gosh, are you going out after this
Ooh.
call?
Only with you, ladies.
I think you gotta do a
Right?
twirl
Oh.
thon.
Woo!
Oh, the back is so cute.
Right?
Further back. I mean,
Wow.
wow, sexy. Like seriously, you're
Aww.
staying home in the jungle? Wait,
Hey,
what a
you
waste.
know, party
Oh.
over here.
Right.
For the fairies.
And I'm wearing, this is funny, I didn't even realize this until this very moment. I'm wearing my space tights. I don't know if I can hold my leg up high enough, but they're my like galaxy tights. My
Oh
galaxy tights.
wow, so cute. Oh my
Not on
goodness.
purpose, it just happens to
Oh.
be. Yes.
Oh, that's
Welcome.
the that's so cute. I love that.
Oh man, Layla, you're gonna get a whole like lay of the
Uh-oh.
land of the fawn weirdness when you move down here. You're gonna be like, what
Oh,
are you
she's
wearing?
moving. I'm here for all of it. Yeah. Yeah. How
Layla,
long?
you're moving.
Well, you know how I rotate between California and Mexico? Yeah. So this time around, I'll be in Puerto Vallarta for a few months. So I'm really, really, really excited.
I sure hate it. The party really is over there.
Yeah, you have to come. We were just talking about this earlier, and like Mia was saying, she has free time in 2023. And you know, you're in California, Deborah. I don't think
I know. Mia and I are going to have to crash.
Yes. Are you driving distance to Tijuana? I think you're north, though. You're like...
Wait, are you asking me? Mm-hmm.
Deborah's Bay Area.
Well, I'm in the area, Northern California.
Yeah. So I was going to say, you can go to Tijuana.
I can fly southwest to LA.
Deborah's not going to Tijuana. Nobody's going to Tijuana.
Yeah, Tijuana.
No, through the CBX. Like, the CBX is, like, so easy. Anyway, I'm off topic, but... All I'm saying is that you're moving out there too, so.
Right? I'll have to tell you, Fawn, and then we'll get on topic. My brother was like, tell Fawn, because I talked all about you, tell Fawn to tell me more about moving out there. And I was like, okay, so it's official. So you're going to have to follow up with me so I can pass it on, right?
That's so sweet. I would love to.
Your brother is going to move out there?
Well, he's like, I've been telling him all about Fawn and where she lives and how she lives. And he's just like, I want to know more. I want to know more. I want to know more. Amazing. Yes. Yeah, just a whole new way of living. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Yeah. Anyway, for another day.
That's really moving.
Yeah. Aww. So cool.
You know, like an alternative lifestyle in a sense, right? Yeah. Besides this crazy American blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I forget, right? Or I guess oftentimes I just forget context a bit and I'll meet people, you know, on the boat coming over here. It just happened a few days ago. I was on the trail with the doggies and there was this super nice family that was walking up there and they were asking me like, oh, where does the trail go? And we got to chit-chatting and they were just like, oh my, you live here? What
exactly.
Is it like? And we had this like, it was like an hour-long conversation in the middle of the jungle with their two kids right there. And I'm like, you know, they're like, oh, so there's no car. So how do you guys get to...
Wow.
It's going to be another migration pattern in history where everybody's moving to PV, right? During
the 2020s. Well, you know, and this is not a joke. This is actually like absolutely sincere. One of my greatest impetuses in building the retreat center and somehow manifesting a multi-million-dollar villa in PV is, what do you think that's for?
Right. Really?
Hello. Seriously, LFP for the community.
Acres, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Dulce Sueños, LFP. So everybody can have their own room and their own tent. And
wow.
Yeah.
I love it.
It'll be here, you know, and once it's like here and everybody knows that it's available, then come on down.
If you build it, they will come.
I love all of it.
Oh man, that's the vision. And it's not even
close to it.
What's that?
Oh, she said Layla's gonna be really close to it soon, you know?
Oh yeah. I'm already there.
Layla's a part of it. It was really awesome a few weeks ago. So Layla was the official second sister in when I like officially launched like LFP as a community. She was like number two. And I realized that she's going to be, if she wants to, she's going to be the first LFP sister to see the property and to actually come up to the... To Dulce Sueños. It's so full circle.
I'm so excited.
So exciting.
Yeah. I'm honored to have the chance to see it.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So I can't wait. Yeah. And I it's very surreal. And I hope that some of the other sisters like you two can make it out there because it'd just add more.
Right.
More.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's different when we see each other in person. I was very lucky to have that happen during the breath work, and it's just the energy of being with each other is just in person is like insane. I mean, you think this is insane, but like seeing each other in person is absolutely insane. And I'm sure you, I don't know who all has seen who in person. So
never.
Sorry if you all.
Oh, Fawn, just Fawn. Yeah.
Just Fawn. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's
just, felt like I saw Mia in person because she was so different.
This is cracking me up.
Check out the chat. First of all, thank you for the link on Emily.
Oh yeah.
Paris, but check out the chat.
Oh, I'm telling you. Oh, that's so funny.
Uh-huh. It looks delicious.
Oh, thank you. Hello. Thank you. Does it look like a cocktail?
It looks like a beer.
It looks like a wine spritzer.
Yeah.
It's cheap. I thought they would give me some champagne. Okay. Hold on.
I feel like I should now. But
right? Go for it. Yeah. Champagne.
Oh, so it was just tea. It was just tea.
Yeah, it's just peppermint tea with this like Persian sugar candy. That's like yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's so fun.
I don't know. Persian
you
sugar
just
candy.
Drinking water.
Yes, I am. Persian sugar candy sounds pretty darn good to me. That sounds delicious.
No,
also
it
sounds like a really good name for a band.
Sweet tea. Oh,
okay.
Nice, Mia's drinking tea.
Very, very PG.
Right? Very healthy.
It's very a PG. Group.
Such a healthy PG
off.
Group.
Turn the camera off.
Why? Don't turn where you going?
Mine will not be PG.
Oh,
Deborah, come on.
I'm only teasing. I'm only teasing. Yeah. Okay.
Also, there's an opportunity to convene in the Bay Area in May for somebody's PhD graduation ceremony.
Yes.
So that's also an in-person opportunity.
Okay. That would be a lovely.
When's your graduation?
May 13th.
May 13th. Ooh.
Yes. So we shall see. We shall see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I won't let you guys forget. I'll be dropping things in the Facebook group. No.
Please do. Oh, no. It is on my calendar. I've blocked off 10 days. I'm like, Deborah's graduation. You better believe it. All right, let's talk about the year. Let's hang out a little bit about 2022. See what pops up. Nia, we haven't seen you in a while, and I'm feeling very grateful that you're here. And I've been curious about what's going on in your world. I have the honor and the fortune of connecting with Layla and Deborah very frequently. So, it's been a minute since I. Had an update from your world. So let's do, we all know each other, but let's do a quick intro round. Let's see if I can throw something spicy in here. Name, location, and the, your favorite band or musician to dance to. And I'll start with
Mia.
Mia.
Oh my gosh. Mia, I'm in Atlanta. And I can't think I don't know.
Me either. You gotta come up with another one, Fawn.
I don't want to dance to. I don't dance anymore. I don't remember.
Okay. See, this is why that question is in there. Mia. It is hand
not alone, Mia.
Time.
You're not alone.
Oh my gosh. So honestly, I don't know. I can't think of anyone.
Why?
Look at
why
don't
you dance Googling. Anymore?
Deborah is like Googling, what musician do I dance to?
No, actually, you know what? I'm just going to say it. Can I cut in front of Mia?
Yes, cut.
Because I was like, oh, I don't dance anyway, and I don't. Like, I totally feel you, Mia. But I've been binge watching over and over Meghan and Harry. And I know, right? You would think that's what I thought too, but I promise to God, it is so good. Like, I watch it over and over because, like, oh, and it's historical. Like, there's lessons in about history, and it is so good. But when Meghan talks about her wedding, the song that they played that they did their dance to, I was like, oh my God, that's it. So I'm going to find that song. Because
okay.
I was like, no, I would dance to that song. It was like Dance of a Thousand Songs or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to, and Layla, when I find it, you can drop it in the chat because I'm really good at that.
Teamwork.
Song of a Thousand Dances or something. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Deborah, yeah. California. Boom.
Oh, this is, wait. Hold the phone. Slow down. Wait. Mia, I need to know more about this. Like, I don't really dance anymore situation.
Here it is, guys. Can you hear?
Wait.
Oh, I can't hear.
No.
Okay.
I don't know where the microphone is.
I'll do a screen share.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice. Okay, I'm into it.
I know this song. That's right. Yeah.
Now that I would dance to.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. There you go.
Wait. Way to go. I thought I had it and I lost it. Dun, dun. Okay, we got a gist of it.
Okay.
But no, really. Okay, so what happened with the dancing?
Oh, I mean, I was never into dancing, and like I said, I've been living as a hermit for the last few years, 3 years. So yeah, I know I should be dancing by myself, but. Oh, but I haven't.
Okay.
Look, Fonda's going to have to build that into the modules.
Right, dancing.
Oh, you know. Oh, you know it is. Module 5, baby. Like, how to connect with Inner Thrive. Mm-hmm.
Damn.
You betcha.
The meditator.
And Deborah, what's yours? Why no dancing? Why don't you dance anymore?
I never did. I'm like Mia. It's like I don't have rhythm. Every once in a while, if a song I love come on, like I'm in the car and it's on the radio, then I'll like, you know, start bopping, but I don't dance. Okay. I would love to be able to dance. I would probably, okay. I probably could use lessons. But okay. I feel like I would connect with it, but I just don't, you know? Yeah. Okay. I feel like I'm too awkward and
All right. What about like, I don't know, like birthday parties or weddings when like, you know, there's a DJ or someone has something happening? No dice.
Even when my nephew got married, he was like, Auntie Deborah. And I was like, no. You know.
Okay. All right. I'm paying attention over here. I have a feeling.
Okay. I know. Layla, you got to save us, girl. Layla can save us.
It's funny, if you go to a Persian wedding, they will come up to you and grab you and pull you on the dance floor.
Oh, like, my goodness.
Yes. Especially like, anyone sitting, they'll come up. I hated that as a kid because I was shy. Like, I didn't want to get up and dance. But I think for me is like, if I dance, like, I just have to really feel it and be into it, you know, and it changed, like, the music I dance to just changes, like, depending on my mood and what's going on. Some of my favorite times is, like, whether it's, like, with a big group and, like, you just feel, like, the energy of everybody, or sometimes it's with my husband. And if I'm dancing with him, it's, like, very different music. And if I dance with my nephew, like, I'm just watching them and just, copying them, hitting, like, my nieces and nephews. So that's always fun. But if I had to pick a favorite, like, I can show you a favorite song that me and my husband like to just kind of, like, dance to. It's, like, very, like,
drop it in the chat.
And chill.
Yeah, hold it up.
Yeah. Hold on.
Aww.
It's a remix, but we,
Okay, let me see.
I don't know if you can hear it.
I will share. I will do my best to figure out.
Yeah.
Like 5 years after I started doing these calls, maybe I can figure out how to do the damn sound share. Okay, let's try it.
Yeah, but it's Oh Honey by The Delegation, which I've always loved that song. And like,
I love that song too.
Yeah, it's just. Mhm. It just has such a sweet flow to it, you know. I love this song.
Aww.
Yeah, but my husband found this remix, and, like, I just, like, sometimes I'll just wear it on my headphones and like go on a walk and like put my hands in the air. It's just such a chill, cool song.
Oh my god, it's a Soul Train video!
Right?
Oh, Layla, you were language. The moves.
For real, yeah. It's cool, like, to watch his. I feel like I'm watching history as I watch this, too. Yeah.
So good. Wait, I gotta rewind. Okay, this guy up here, what's happening?
Yes, in the back. He's good.
The one on stage.
One more time.
He's so good.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Really, really a blessing. Thank you. Oh man, Soul Train. Have you guys? Oh, you do. Yeah.
So it's like the opposite of that. It's like, I love melancholy. I'm all melodramatic. So Lana Del Rey.
Ooh. Do you have a favorite song that you like to
Which
dance
one?
To?
All of them. God.
Just kiss me while before you go.
I don't think I know that, Mia.
What?
I don't think I know them.
She has such an amazing voice. Okay, I'll pull her.
She's this woman, a beautiful voice, and very, like, the vintage look, you know? She's very vintage.
What is it, Kiss Me What Before You Go? I can't believe I can't remember that lyric. Lana Del Rey.
Summertime Sadness.
Summertime
when
Sadness.
When I hear it, I'll remember.
All right.
Oh, wait. A little... God Knows I Tried.
Ooh.
God Knows I Tried? That's what you want?
Yeah.
That's good.
Oh my gosh.
God knows I tried. Nobody hire me to be a DJ. Okay. Here we go. Ooh, I don't know if I've heard this one.
Oh, he had to turn it up. It's
okay.
So deep. Maybe, okay, it's not a dance song, actually.
Do you like sway to her music?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It goes into your bones.
I don't think I've heard this album.
Sometimes I wake up in the morning to red, blue, and yellow skies. Crazy, I could drink it like tequila sunrise. Put on that Hotel California, dance around like I'm insane. I feel free when I see no one and nobody knows my name. God knows I live.
I'm gonna do a slow fade.
Does it get into your blood? It's just so beautiful. I can't even take it.
You feel it right away. Thanks for introducing us to that.
Yeah.
So good.
Is that an album? Is that her album after her big hit album, The Summertime Sadness?
Yeah, she's had like a few now.
Has she? I'm so out of the loop.
Me
awesome.
Too. I can't keep up with all this stuff because I'm not looking for music anymore.
I'm gonna lose my mind. No dancing, no music. What is going on?
Living a very bleak life. No, that's why I hermit-um, but I'm ready to be birthed.
Yay.
And I'm in a cocoon. I'm ready to come out.
Oh, yay. Okay, so let's we'll keep the wheel turning here. Thank you, ladies, for sharing the music that you enjoy. Deborah, I feel like we didn't quite get to hear the one that you had put in the chat. I want to be like a fair.
I was going to say, it's okay though, yeah.
Person. No, but I check it out. Let's see. now I can't find it. You dropped it in the chat, right? Am I losing my mind?
Layla did, yeah.
Oh, Layla did. Oh, yes. It's the first one. Okay. Okay. Equal opportunity. One, two, three. Oh, yeah.
It's all the dances,
right? That's fun. Ah. Right? Isn't the clap one?
Yeah, this sounds very fun, but you want to get up and move.
Wow! Oh, that's so good. I'm glad we did that. Yeah. So a while back, I started like accumulating an LFP playlist on Spotify, and then I completely spaced it for years. But I think this is inspiring me to make a YouTube LFP music list that everybody can like add their tunes to, so that way some of us can listen to music and maybe dance.
Mia.
Yeah. I'll be dancing in 2023.
Yay. Yeah. Awesome. All right. So I think let's steer into, so I would love to do some exploring of the year that we are writing out, and then share a bit about what we see on the horizon, if anything occurs to us or if we see anything thus far. So we can take this as like, as usual, right, as deep and as kind of profound as we want to, or if we're feeling more of a kind of levity, lightness around things, that's totally cool too, right? Feel into what feels resonant with you. I personally really love taking a pause at the end of the year to look back, not in the typical way of like, did you reach your milestones and how many goals did you check off your list and what are your success metrics, like all that shit, whatever, right? No offense to anybody who's all about it, but it's not my jam. But I like to, regardless of how the year went, I have always loved taking the pause to look backward and acknowledge the journey. Like, there's something to me that feels very soul-seeing to take that moment and, like, reflect on where was I in January, February, March, you know, just kind of like, oh, yeah, I kind of remember that. For me, it's so easy to be moving forward, clocking at such a, like, you know, in this trajectory, which isn't a bad thing. But there's something that feels really, really good about acknowledging what has occurred on that macro level. Sometimes I'll do it on a quarterly basis too. Usually if I'm on top of, which I'm never, if I'm like going through my photos and I'm trying to like keep things organized, it's kind of a fun way for me to be like, oh yeah, I did that. Or, you know, I take screenshots of books or whatever that I'm reading or podcasts that I'm listening to. And it just kind of reminds me of like the life that has been living through me and the things that I've experienced, and feels, you know, cathartic, I suppose, in that way. Also, we as humans have a really, on like a nerdy scientific level, we as humans have these interesting biases. Our brains, in this like efficiency mechanism that we have, our brains will pretty much drop any data that's not relevant or salient to our experience. So when it comes to memory and perception, there are these two effects, the primacy effect and the recency effect, or bias, primary bias and recency bias. And essentially what that means is we tend to remember things like the beginning of things and the end of things, and we don't remember the middle parts as much. And the middle can be where the juiciest stuff is. So that's another reason why I like to kind of look back and it's like, oh yeah, where was I a year ago? Oh, where am I now? That's great. That's fun. But where was I in June? Like, where was I, you know, in July or whatever? So I think that it feels like our soul, my soul at least, appreciates when I take a moment to, like, you know, kind of take a look at the landscape that has been around me. Not that anything necessarily is going to change in a significant way, but sometimes it does. And so anyhow, it's a way of also a way of ceremoniously honoring life. We don't have ceremony in our, well, I shouldn't say that, in like traditional Western culture, we have been whitewashed of our ceremonies and our rituals and our practices in almost every way, almost every non-religious way, I should say. So ceremony is something that is very, very, very deeply human. And there is something to the like acknowledgement, whether it's a ceremony of a receiving or a giving or a letting go or a welcoming, or, you know, there's so many rituals and ceremonies that are on a, like, a soul level and also a psychological, emotional level, really potent and profound. So this is that for me as well, to, you know, reflect on and honor the cycles, and then to also, like, okay, now looking this way, what's ahead, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah, and it sounds like I take this really seriously. I don't take it seriously. It's just something that I really enjoy doing, and, you know, aligns pretty well with the whole life coaching thing too. So I get to invite you ladies into it. So that being said, let's do a share. It can be like 2 or 3 minutes to kind of bring ourselves and each other into a recollection of where we were a year ago, as best as we can recall. So end of December, maybe holiday season, could also be the beginning of the year as well, but más o menos a year ago. Yeah, and then we'll kind of share with each other whatever comes up for us in that. And let's take 30 minutes to actually, like, ponder that, or you can journal it or whatever feels helpful for you, and then we'll do a little round robin. Okay, like 20 more seconds and then we'll do a share.
You said 30 minutes, but you meant 30 seconds. like, okay, I got this. Minutes. I'm going through my calendar.
Thank you, Deborah. Sorry, ladies. Yeah, it's seconds. when we all live together, we can do 30 minutes. All right. Okay. So I've got, like, got my old journal. I've got my call journal. I've got 2 journals from this. I've got the journals all around me right now. So I've been kind of going through and looking at the past year. Okay. Who would like to go first? Where were you a year ago?
I'll go first.
Thanks, Mia.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the beginning of 2022, I just had a huge to-do list. I was, like, signing up for everything. So I did, you know, the flower course was starting, and then the online one, and then the Michael Neal Create the Impossible. I mean, like, And then I've, you know, I have my job and then my, and I was like, oh, I'm going to, you know, finish the editing of my book. So all the while thinking about how to do this, you know, my dream of having a homestead. I mean, I had no idea. Like I just had, I mean, my room was just plastered with these, like really big post-it notes, you know, the big sheets that are used in schools. I'm just plastered with just so much stuff. Now I'm thinking about it, I'm exhausted for myself. I'm like, what the hell was I thinking? I mean, I had to make a day schedule where each hour was occupied, you know, like I had no free time. But somehow I did it, and then I think I just dropped everything. I just, yeah. By July, I was exhausted and felt really stagnant. Like I kind of went into a withdrawal, like in July, August. I kind of just like collapsed a little bit, which felt good actually, because I think that stirred, you know, that stagnance that I felt kind of, I feel like propelled me out of it, you know, like in a way, because yeah, things have become really magical like for the last few months. So I'll share that later.
Okay. Thank you. Wow. So the beginning of the year was, I'm like visualizing that for you and like knowing, you know, kind of knowing your flow a little bit. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that sounds exhausting.
Yeah, but I think I didn't realize it when I was going through it, you know, because I was so focused. Like, I need to be juggling all these things. It's not really until now that I'm reflecting back that I'm realizing maybe I was a little burnt out. I didn't realize. Yeah, interesting.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, so there's a lot of, like, ambitious desire going on.
Yeah, there was. Definitely, yeah. All these workshops.
All these workshops. Workshop exhaustion is a thing.
Right? I didn't realize, but yeah, I think it can be.
Oh, man. Thank you, Mia. Awesome. Liz? Deborah?
Okay, I'll go. I think this time last year was I'm getting overwhelmed.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Reliving the trauma.
What's that?
Reliving the trauma.
Yeah. I think a lot of the, you know, emotions kind of came up, and then like you know, and here's the thing too, is that a lot of the emotions that came, that like were in the past, and I'm wondering if you all can relate to this, is like, you know, is sometimes we still like relive them without even trying to think about it, and we don't realize we're reliving it. Like, for example, a couple days ago I had, you know, something happened, and then I was just like kind of reliving a really bad state I was in a long time ago, you know, and I was like, oh, I haven't felt like this in a while. I thought I was done, you know, and I realized that I think this year has taught me, you know, that that these things can happen. Like, you know, you can do well, but you can also like things can come up and that are challenging or bring us back to a place that was like traumatic or difficult. And I may revert back to old habits of how I used to handle my anxiety, which was not healthy. So I'm realizing like I have to be really, really, really aware, because going back to my old habits is totally a choice. I don't have to live there. You know, I don't, so anyway. I definitely learned that this year. And I think this time last year was, I was like kind of like forgiving some people that I was very close to, including like my brother who has a 3-year-old. So that was a big deal to reconnect with them because I wanted a relationship with my nephew, and my brother too, but especially, when there's a kid involved, you look at it very differently, I think. I think all children, like if they have access to love, they should get as much of that as possible. I was, mourning a lot of people that passed away that I like never really processed I had a hard time processing. And I think it all kind of came to me at once, you know, this time last year. So there was a lot of that, a lot of anxiety about, just like at that time, like we didn't have as good of a structure as we do now with, where we live and where we move. We were like very in between, and like by choice, we like stayed with my parents, and like, they're wonderful, but that's not a good fit for like people like us who just need are very adventurous and just need, like, I can't be, I can't be in an environment that doesn't fully nourish that, you know, or I can, but you know, I gotta work with it. So it was like, it was a stressful time. And then like toward the middle of the year, we moved to Playa del Carmen, which was also a very stressful time in the beginning because, you know, I thought I didn't have it in me anymore. And thankfully I still have some in me, and we ended up having like this amazing time. And then faced a lot of fears while I was out there, went scuba diving and just remembered who I was again. And, which was really great. Had a lot of realizations after that too. You know, went to Burning Man, which was like hugely significant in our life. And I like learned so much about myself. It was a very, very, very impactful experience that lives with me forever. And it's my mission to go every year now. I learned a lot about my codependency and my relationships and my like fear of abandonment, which once I kind of acknowledged those issues, I was able to kind of move forward with a lot of parts of my life that are important to me, such as the business and my relationship with my husband, and move forward in a healthy way and from love. So like that's, you know, that, and then that's coming into like now. So I'm rambling. I'm sorry. It's just been a lot to process, and I haven't really, I haven't really had put a lot of time into thinking about like this year and reflecting. Even though I've been asked that question before, I haven't really meditated on it. So it's a little scattered. I'm sorry, but that's
fine.
That's been the year, you know.
No, thank you. This is all. Oh, hi, Blue.
Hey, Kitty.
Oh my god. Oh my gosh, so cute. No, Liz, thank you. You know, there's no wrong way, right way to do things around here, and this is what it's all about. We don't realize what's going to come up, and the cork pops and we're like, oh my God, like that is where I was. And like, holy shit, this, right. So all good.
Thank you.
And yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And thank you for sharing the vulnerability of where you were a year ago. Like there was a lot happening inside of you and a lot that was alive for you that you were going through and processing and coming up. And I so appreciate your willingness to share that with us, especially like around such big stuff, you know, big themes.
Yeah.
And to your question, like the question around like, you know, do we or do I ever experience like find myself in a state that I don't even, there's no necessarily like trigger for, or maybe there is, but it's like something from like a while back that I had completed. Oh yeah.
Okay, I'm not the only one.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh man, okay, wait, I'm going to turn this way this time.
Yeah. I heard something about that where it's like, instead of avoiding it, right, instead of taking a step back or away, you step left instead of stepping right. You know, it's like when things like that come up again, right? Like you were saying. Yeah. Lately I either, like, a lot of times I either just bulldoze through it and do the same shit, or I take a step back and I'm like learning how to go left or right and the other, you know what I mean? Yeah. Different coping mechanisms, I guess.
I like to, there's another way maybe to think about it is levels of consciousness. Where am I at on the elevator of consciousness going through something similar? If I'm low to the ground, that would, you know, it's all metaphor, but like that would be me really in my thinking, really judgmental, probably really like me versus them, whatever's going on, probably feeling like separate, taking things personally, which totally happens, right? But if I can just like take a ride up the elevator, and which means giving myself some time to process or go on a walk or journal or give it some time or listen to music, you know, like any number of things, but allowing my system to shift into a different space and then kind of checking things out from there. So it's like a kind of a lateral or a, like a different, and sometimes I feel like a completely different person. It's same situation, but like different version of myself as I'm processing through it.
Yeah.
When I have the wherewithal to like take that pause. And
that's so true. Yeah. I was thinking about something similar. I had a realization where I thought about that like a few months ago, right? Is like, I guess, correct me if I'm wrong, but if you're finding yourself judging or finding yourself like repeating stories or scenarios in your head over and over again, and you're feeling of anger and judgment and towards a situation or an individual, and then you and your body, when that happens, it doesn't feel connected, that you don't feel, you know, it feels you don't feel like yourself, like you were saying, right? And that's you being less and less present, right? Less and less connected. Am I on the same page? I'm sorry if I'm rambling, everyone. I don't mean to take time away. I hope this is
good for everyone. Yeah. You're good. You're good. Yeah. I'm wanting to track with you. Are you describing what happens for you, and you're kind of side-by-siding that with what I said, or are you asking me like what, to clarify what I just said?
Yeah, to clarify. Mm-hmm. And by sharing my interpretation from my experience of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not sure. I think what feels like, I guess, true for me is that the ability to be conscious of my experience is what is helpful in being in touch with the part of me that most wise, like the wiser part of me that knows how, what to do or not to do, or navigate it. If I'm in fight or flight, it's probably like a good time for me to just take a beat, like take a minute and be like, like it's all information, and it's about like being able to tune into what's conditioned, and then versus like what's actual helpful information.
Yeah. Right. What's conditioned versus what's actual helpful information.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was just sharing this with the client yesterday. Yesterday I was on a walk with the doggies, and I had a Zoom call with my mom the day before, and something was like seemed to have lodged itself into my dryer cycle in my mind while I was walking the doggies. It's like a beautiful day. It's gorgeous. I'm going through the jungle. Usually my walks are like really like spiritually profound. And I was just like the dunk, the dunk, the dunk with this like, with this like ornery, like this interesting like internal experience around a family related thing that I've definitely spent a lot of time thinking about. And I noticed it, and I noticed the reactions that started to happen in my noticing it. So it's like, you know, like, oh, I'm on my walk. This is ridiculous. I should like just flip the channel, you know, like, right. Why am I ruminating? And like, okay, so that's an option. And then like, okay, but like, let's see what happens if we are like, if I'm aware of this and I'm like letting it play out, what might happen then, you know, if it maybe it just wants to be like heard and thought through again. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's an option. And then is like maybe this is wanting to be revisited right now in present time, the version of the self that I am today versus the version of me that was a month ago really thinking about this. So I was like noticing all these options, right, in this like thing that was happening. Mm-hmm. And not trying to like get out of it necessarily, or even like compartmentalize it as, oh God, Fawn, you've thought about that for more hours than you ever need to, you know, but mm-hmm. kind of like, all right, you know, let's just see. And the thing that I realized that I felt really great, like really spiritually great, I guess, was the capacity to notice where what was happening had judgment and ego in it. And just like see that and notice it, like she shouldn't have blah, 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 you know, like that stuff. So that was, it ended up kind of being a gift for me to see where I still had some of that thinking that was going mm-hmm. on. So, you know, sometimes the consciousness is like, for me, is like going into it more, but having more breadths of like, I don't know, like, to explore with, I guess. Now I'm going on a tangent, so I'm just going to come right back to this. Thank you for coming to my TED talk. You thought this was a New Year's call. Just joking. All right, moving along. Mm-hmm. Thanks, ladies. Sorry.
Thanks for sharing. Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for the TEDx.
It was good. It was good stuff. I didn't want you to stop, but I understand. Yeah.
So good. It's like sometimes that thought train just needs to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Deborah. I'm handing the mic over to you. I'm gonna sit down.
So I'm a little frustrated because I didn't get to finish going through my calendar. However, I can learn to go with, I know I'm tripping you out, Hafan.
It's just where were you a year ago? So
it's not an interrogation.
Alibi. So this is my favorite time of year. Like I don't really do holidays and Christmas and all that stuff, but I love the end of the year. And it's always been special to me. And so, like this morning, I was on the call with, what's his name? The guy who does Morning Miracles.
Hal Elrod.
Hal, yeah. And so he had this activity, was kind of like what you're asking us not to do, Fawn. But I actually liked it because it made me think about my year. He did the same thing, like what was this past year like? And he asked us to... like come up with some of our wins. But my wins for me wasn't like, oh, I finished another semester of school. It was more like how I've been transforming, right? And then I wrote down, I've had lots of opportunities to practice, like listening to that inner voice. So these are like not the kind of wins one would typically think of, right?
Exactly.
And I'm not going to go through the whole steps, but it was 5 steps. I'm going to go through 3, right? So step 2 was from those wins, what are some of the lessons? And then the lessons aren't like, never listen to your mother or whatever, right? The lesson for me was like, how do I show up? How I show up impacts what I experience. How I show up impacts what I experience, right? And so I'm just loving that my thinking about the past year, even like you said, about those check marks, accomplishments, is more about my growth and that kind of thing, right? And then the third step was, what are my values? Like, what values come out of the lessons, right? So I picked three, but the one that actually surprised me was peace, P-E-A-C-E. And I was like, oh, because what I realized that is that all the stuff that goes on in life, the normal stuff, the good stuff and the bad stuff, what I love most is when I have this calmness inside of me. And so then from that activity, from your values, then you write a couple of goals. Like, if I love peace, then how can I ensure that I stay in that space, right? Or more often, right? And so you go from there. But I said all that to say, now I want to answer your question. So as I was trying to go through my calendar, what I realized, I think one of the overarching things that I noticed is that my dependence on others decreased as the months passed by, right? And it's because I'm getting that self-confidence, right? Like, for example, my mentor that I have in the doctorate program, I remember the first semester I worked with her, it was like every week we got to talk, 2 hours, whatever, right? Like, I needed her. And then like in January, I think we maybe met once a month or something, or even to the point, like as the year progressed, like it was like, okay, you know what? I'll call you when I need you. Mm-hmm. Right. And I'm just like, okay, Deborah. Right. And so, and then the same thing with school. I noticed that as the semesters progressed, like even up until the current semester that just ended, like, I am so confident in the work that I'm doing. And Vaughn, you can attest to this. In the beginning, I was just like, I'm so stupid. I'm so dumb. I'll do, you know, like, what am I doing? Right. And it's like, oh my God. Like, I just feel so good. I feel so good. Because it's like, and it's not so much feeling good about the work, but I'm feeling good about who I am in the work, right?
Hell yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Like, oh my God. And so a couple of other things I wanted to say. I made notes as people were talking.
Okay, wait. Hold on. Yeah. So we are going to do, I have a feeling Hal Elrod just sniped my end of year review document. I'm putting it in the chat right now. We're going to go through it and we're going to review the year. I just wanted to start with, like, where were we a year ago? And then we're going to do some questions from, like, what did we, you know, where
did we grow, or whatever, right? Yeah.
So got you're it. Totally on it. I okay. just want to well, reassure you that we will get there.
Maybe I can pause there. Okay. So a year ago, I was totally dependent. On everything and everyone.
thank you. Yeah, that's actually, like, that's a super, like, helpful, insightful, you know, like,
yes.
Yeah. Point of contrast. Oh my goodness. Okay. Let's see here. Where was I a year ago? Oh, I was doing this. yep. Doing this. I'm trying to think of, I think I had the most significant thing that comes to mind right now. I think I had finally healed from the Bartolito passing saga. That took me a really long time to, like, mend the deep wounds around and kind of get back to a psychological peace with it. So I'm like trying to, like, what was different a year ago from now? I think freshly healing from that. Mm-hmm. And I was also feeling, which happens, like, I get this feeling of, like, something in the universe ready to, like, big to, like, birth through me. Like, there's something coming through the birth canal of my life. I, like, had that feeling at the beginning of 2022 and the end of 21. And now I know what it was, but So I was kind of like sitting with and being with the unknown, the mysteriousness of, you know, well, what is it? Like, yes, I know the Mountain Everest LFP is it's something, but like, it feels like there's more big stuff in there. So I think I was in this like gestation period, but not even quite sure what I had been gestating. And let's see if there's anything else. I think that was that was it. Okay, so now let's talk about some of the things that transpired throughout the year. So I drew these questions up for our goal getters cohort, but they definitely apply to anybody. And Deborah, to your point, and I'm so grateful that you, so beautiful that this is what you're tuned into with yourself, is checking it, like reflecting on your inner world and your inner experience as you navigated 2022. And that's what I designed. Like, I sat my butt down and I designed all of these questions specifically in hopes of really provoking the reflection of self versus the reflection of external achievements or et cetera. So we're not going to go through all these by any means, obviously, but we're going to play a little, let's do a little round robin. Everybody pick a question, and I dropped it in the chat too, if you need to bring it up on your side. And then I'll pick somebody for you to ask a question too, so that might inform it. So Deborah, you're going to ask Layla a question. Layla, you're going to ask Mia, and Mia, you're going to ask Deborah a question. And
what about you?
I'm going to keep the cattle prod. Maybe we'll save a few minutes for me to do one.
Yeah, come on, you have to be a part between. Of it.
Agreed. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You can agree on a question to ask me after we do the round of you. Yeah, let's do that. Okay, so let me know if you need me to zoom in. Let me see the last two questions. Oh, those are good ones too. If I zoom out, is it too hard to see this?
I pulled it up on my own screen, so I'm
okay. Okay.
Same.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome. I wonder. Why does Google Docs do this to me? Like, see how it's over to the story of my life. See how it's over to the left and not in the center. Drives me bananas. Okay. All right. Everybody choose to have a question to ask your person?
One moment.
Mm-hmm. Just a moment.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Deborah, you get to start the round.
Pressure. Looking back, any of the, like, there are 10, I think, right? Any of the 10?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So any of the 10.
I'm looking at number 9, Layla. Mm-hmm. Looking back at yourself, your goals, your visions, your trajectories from a year ago, is there anything you would do differently?
Mm.
Why or why not? And if we have time, even, what would you do? I know that's a deep one.
It is. I mean, honestly, you know, two things come to mind. Is one is like, is if I didn't go through what I went through, then I wouldn't be, I wouldn't have the clarity and the realizations that I've had, in 2022. So I don't think that I would, I definitely wouldn't change anything because I had to go through it. One thing I would say is like, I would, if I could like give myself advice, you know, from that time in my, like from now, as like, as I am now and back then, the thing is, I wouldn't give myself advice because I wouldn't listen to me. Like, you know, I was about to, you know, say things like, you know, like, okay, lead with your heart and, yeah, like reminding me like, hey, you know, you're doing people pleasing stuff with your business. Don't do that, or don't be so codependent on people. And, you know, but at the same time, like, I know how I am. I have to live it. I have to be experiencing it. And then I'd be able to listen to that advice. So,
okay, wait. So two things are coming up. One, yeah, is you said you wouldn't change anything, mm-hmm, but I'm wondering, would you respond differently to anything? Like, you may not change the things that happened to you, but would you change how you responded to any of those things?
No, because, okay, I had to feel the pain of responding the way that I did, you know?
No, you just love pain, don't you?
I don't. Right?
The second question was, why do you feel like you wouldn't listen to yourself? Like, trust yourself, you know?
I mean, I'm a good listener, you know? I think that when people give me advice, or if I would give myself, like, in this hypothetical situation, if I was like listening to myself give advice, like I would be like, okay, well noted. I'll keep that in my computer. And then when the universe like really
kicks your butt,
yeah, it kicks my ass.
I'm screaming. Let it out.
I'll be like, damn, future Layla was right.
Okay, that's a good one. Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank, that's a good question, Deborah. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Mia, I picked the question. I just need to remember where it was because I scrolled down to look at number 9. Identify 3 to 5 ways that you showed up for yourself or aligned with yourself in the past year that stand out to you or held significance.
These are hard questions.
These are hard questions.
I wonder who designed these. Gosh, what a jerk.
Three to five things where I what showed up for myself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's number 6. You showed up for yourself or aligned yourself in the past year that stand out to you or held significance?
I mean, one big thing that just happened, which I'm glad I did this year. So in the middle of the year, I thought, you know, I really need to get away, just like to go somewhere and rent a place and just, also, like, for my birthday, you know, I wanted to do, like, my birthday is in November, so I wanted, like, a birthday month, you know, instead of just a day. Because, well, the short version is, so I was turning 42, and that's a big number, right? It's the, I don't know if you know the book, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. So that's the number 42. So basically, we don't know what the question is, but the answer to the question of the universe is, and the supercomputer, you know, blah, 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 blah. It's like a sci-fi. I don't even like sci-fi books, but this one was interesting. So the computer said the answer is 42, but then nobody knew what the question was, but it's the answer to the universe. So, and my friend had told me about this when I was turning 40. And so I thought back then, oh, when I turn 42, I want to make a big deal out of it. All by myself. Like, I didn't, you know, so I went away for a month So yeah, so that was, I mean, it's crazy the synchronicities that happened. I mean, yeah, it's insane. I'll tell you, yeah. I'm sure it's coming next, right? I'll wait to tell, but I mean, yeah, it was like, it felt like my life was being designed by God and I was just like walking into each scenario, like, wow. What the fuck is happening? You know what I mean? It was like, I could almost see it from a bird's eye view, like all those things have been planted, you know, like, whoa, along the way. And
I feel the same way, Mia. It's fun. I'm telling you, it's fun.
Mia, that's amazing. Where did you go to?
Well, not that far, just like an hour away, but it's like this, I found it on Vrbo. So it's, this couple, they just like rent a room out. They call it an inn or B&B, but it's really just one room in their house. And they have like all these animals, like emus and donkeys and goats and like dogs and cats. So it was just a crazy experience. I'll just give a little bit. Before, so the night that I arrived, right, like it's a married couple and they were telling me how they met, and the woman was like, have you heard of the book The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy? And I was like, why? She's like, you know the number 42?
What?
Here. Well, it turned out, so she's an engineer and she really keeps track of, like, she has spreadsheets for everything, and she did it for her dating life. So she was divorced. She had been divorced for a few years, like maybe four. So she had kept a spreadsheet of all the people she dated, and this guy that she met, whom she's married to now, he was the 42nd person she dated since her divorce. So that was the 42 significance. But I was just like, what is going on with this? And then a week later, I noticed in their living room, they have this like sign, or this framed sign. It's one of those like, in this house, we believe in magic. We right. And then one of the lines was, we know the answer to the universe is the number 42. And I was just like, this is insane. Like, this is what, you know, I felt like I went into a vortex. And then the guy was like, oh yeah. And on my vision board, when I made my vision board at the beginning of 2021 in January, on it, I have this cast iron key that I put on it. Because to me, it was like a key opening to my book was going to be the key that opens them, whatever. Well, the name of this place that I went to was called the Cast Iron Inn, and their logo, after I booked it, their logo was this key. And then when I got there that night, the guy, he had this key tattooed on his arm. That was insane. Yeah, it's just been a crazy ride. Like, when I told him all this, he was like, just follow the white rabbit. Right? Following the white rabbit.
That's awesome. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I love that, Mia. Oh my gosh. I can't even, I'm like processing everything that you shared, but that's amazing. Oh my goodness.
So,
holy shit.
I'm like, I can't even make this shit up. And then I painted a mural for them for the room that I lived in, called the Birds and Bees Room. So I did, oh my God, I'll have to send you guys some pictures.
Please, yeah.
It's, and, you know, she gave me like a list of all the flowers she wanted in the mural that I could incorporate in. And one of the flowers, like, were lavenders, which, so that was like, I had sketched it out, but for some reason it didn't fit, you know, when I finished it. So I just found a place to squeeze in a couple. So not what I originally planned. I mean, this one section, it was just like two stalks, you know, of lavender. I kid you not. I was there for a whole month. I did not see this. But the second to last day, she was wearing a sleeveless shirt, and I saw that she had a tattoo on her forearm. When I looked closer, so the way that I drew it on the mural was almost exactly the same thing as on her forearm.
No fucking way.
Like, oh my God. So I said this to her. She was like, oh, because I had done the mural like 2 weeks before and she's seen it. And I was like, oh my God, that's the exact same thing in the mural. She's like, I thought that's why you did it. She thought that I had seen the tattoo and that's why I did it in the mural. I was like, no, I had no idea. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that's been happening to me for the last, not like 3 months, like just nonstop. Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what's happening, but I'm going with the flow.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
None of it surprises me anymore. Oh, so crazy.
What? Mia, this is also, Deborah, thank you for speaking to that. Mia, this is also, this is you. You know that, right? Like, you roll with the universe in ways that, like, it's incredible.
Yeah, and I feel like I had gotten away from it, you know, when I felt this stagnant thing in the middle of the year. Mm. I think, and I, yeah, so I forgot, not I forgot, but I just, yeah, I was out of the flow, you know, I wasn't, so I'm so glad to be, like, pushed back into the current. Yeah. But I think the stagnation was needed, you know, like you guys were all saying, like, sometimes you just need, it's not, if you're always flowing, you don't even realize that you're flowing. Sometimes you need to be stuck to appreciate the flow, right? Because like everything, we start to take things for granted. If there's too much magic, then we may stop seeing them. Well, I hope I never do stop seeing magic, but you know, like you can get complacent.
Wow. Do you want to hear Do you want to hear something even crazier, Mia, about this?
So I
also, let me see, I think the book is within arm's reach. I literally just saw it earlier today, The Hitchhiker's Guide. It's one of my top favorite books of all fucking time, like top three, 42 being a huge reason why. And I don't know if you remember this, but there's a part of the story, this is true. There's a part of the story where the earth explodes and they're supposed to die, but this ship somehow beams them up and they get saved, right? And what beams them up, they call it the infinite improbability drive. And so that, when I read that, and I was like, that is the coolest thing ever. Like, that's what my life feels like. I feel like I'm constantly like that. Then I started calling it the hyper improbability drive, where like statistical impossibilities that happen, that is the only way that I've been able to kind of put words to it. And so 42 and the hyper improbability drive are very significant and important to me. And the fact that like the improbabilities of you going to this place and it's directly related to 42, it's like you actually hitchhiked into the hyper the infinite improbability drive.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Well, good.
Wow.
Oof, that's really fun.
Chills.
That's really fun stuff. Woo! I love it. Yeah. And like how interesting too, right? There was like a season of overwhelm. It was like that was like then kind of a crash and a lull. But yeah. your magic didn't go anywhere. It just kind of needed you to like sort yourself out a little bit so that it could start popping back through.
Yeah.
Wow. I love that. I love it. Like, so excited for you.
I love the way you, Mia, like describe that experience and the way and the choice of words that you use, such as stagnation and getting out of the flow, and then I don't know how you said it, but getting picked up by the current, and then Fawn, also you reiterating like the magic didn't go anywhere, right? I just want to add, I just love the descriptive words. It's kind of paints a picture. It's really nice. Yeah.
Flowery language.
Flowery language. Yes.
I had to throw the pun in there. Sorry, ladies. Okay. Mia, your turn.
All right.
I actually saw the stagnation as part of the flow, right? Because mm-hmm. when things are flowing, it's not always fast or, you know, it slows down, that kind of thing. So yeah. It's like all part of it. Yeah. But like none of the miracles, you call them magic, I call them miracles. None of it surprises me because that's all I see now. And that's why I keep pointing to you, Fawn, because it's like you have opened the door to like this whole new world, you know? It's like being present, being in the moment. We see these things all the time. And it's like it's becoming commonplace to see miracles. I just love it, though. I just love it. And it doesn't shock me anymore.
And just like a week ago, I got this other thought or feeling or knowing in my head that there's also magic in darkness, you know? So even if we're going, because we can't be in the light all the time. So but even as we go through the
challenges,
darkness,
yeah,
there is actually so much magic to be revealed in that. So basically, magic is just there all the time, like what you were saying.
It's like the flow.
Exactly. Dark and light, it's all one. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh.
Beautiful. Yeah. Oh, so good. So good, ladies. Who's teaching this class?
You are. Co-creating, everybody. I love this. It's like all these boards, you know, bouncing off.
So good. Yeah. And that directly ties into what Lays was saying, like that question of what would you change, right? Or what advice would you, or how would you receive it? Like, actually, the process was the process and the magic in that process of learning what was learned through it, right? That is the alchemical magic of the illumination that then transforms our path forward. So I love that we're a non-dual crew here. This is very it's very good and bad. Awesome. Okay, putting myself back on mute.
So Deborah, so what? This is
okay. Tell me which question number, because I'm a visual learner.
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. Let's go with it. Go with the flow. Go with the flow.
Exactly. It's a short question.
Oh, okay.
What awesome shit have you been up to this past year? List every one of them, big and small. Awesome shit.
Uh oh. Oh my God. So you know what? I cannot list them all because there are too many to list, but two come immediately to my mind. The first one is regarding my research work, the third person on my committee is, she's there primarily because of her knowledge of quantitative work. And we talked about how many surveys I would need in order to do my research. And the number that was picked by my professor in the spring before I got this person on my committee was a number that she thought I would, like, that's, you know how many people don't fill out surveys, right? And do you know, my survey does not close until Martin Luther King Jr. Day, January 16th. And already I have exceeded that number by 10 participants already. And so, like, and I haven't even sent out reminders yet. And so I'm just like, not only did I exceed the number already, but I'm not even close. I haven't even closed my survey. So, that is amazing. And part of that is because of me listening to my intuition and the way that I sent out my survey. And so I feel like that was, but anyway, okay, I'm gonna give myself some credit for that. And then the other thing that comes to my mind is just recently I went home. And I know you said like the things that I'm up to, but the reason that I was able to go home is because I listened to my intuition and it told me that, and I wasn't planning, you know, I don't have a job. I always say this, I don't have a job, right? So I wasn't planning on going anywhere until after I graduated and got a job, right? But I just got this feeling one day and it said, go home. And I thought it was to see my mom. And the trip ended up being like just a series of miracles. I almost want to say a course of miracles, right? From the moment, like, I don't even want to get into the miracles, but it's just like everything was so aligned, so peaceful, so and it's a lot of stuff mm-hmm. going on at home with my family in the Atlanta area as well as in Mississippi. But it was like through me, like, you know, I talked about showing up, how I show up impacts what I see, right? And how I experience things. And so just the way that I was with my family, I felt like I was ministering to them. It's almost like I felt like God was working through me to help them, but I wasn't helping in the codependent way. You know what I mean? I mean, there were moments when I was telling like my little niece to, you know, breathe in, hold it for 4 seconds. Like, I don't tell people to breathe, right? It's like these things weren't even from me, and bringing her to tears. And, you know, it was just like, you know, because what she was going through and was telling me about, and it just came to me to like do this breathing exercise with her. And it was just like me, her, and my brother, we just like, it just seems like it just changed the whole tenor in the room. And so it was just moment after moment after moment like that. And I know it's because of the work that I've been doing. And even my brother, who, you know, he's the one who bone marrow transplant. He's on a lot of immune suppressant medications. He lost his vision as a result of that. He's bitter about a lot of things, like, is this the rest of my life? When we were on the drive, oh, by the way, like, instead of me flying into Memphis, which I normally do, and drive to Greenville, I flew into Atlanta, where he lives, so I could pick him up and drive home with him. And that wasn't Deborah. Like, I'm like, where did that, like,
wow.
You know, I normally, like, that's what I do. I get my flight, blah, 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 and then he figures out how he's going to get home. But God just put on my mind, you know what, Deborah, you can go there, pick him up. So anyway, on our drive back to Atlanta, he said to me, and he's, you know, he's older than me. He's my favorite brother. I shouldn't say that because we're recording. On his way back, on our way back to Atlanta, he said to me, I have never had a better time at home than I did this time. And it was like I can't even, like, you, sometimes you got experience, like, you were able to say the numbers and the pictures, and like mine were like experiences, like how we were being with each other. And it's just like, I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to say. But he left there with hope, right? And he, you know, he came a bit angry, and is this going to be it for me? And he left feeling like there, like life is filled with possibilities, you know? So it was just like moment, like after moment like that. And so that's just a taste of all those things. Yeah, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. And the whole time I felt like it wasn't me. Like it was, you know, the universe working through me, to use you guys' language. Yeah, so it was beautiful. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm going to take a minute. Like, that's so amazing, Deborah. Wow.
Like, you know, like, for example, in the morning when I would do my morning meditation, I would read one of my little devotionals, and then he would be like, oh, read it out loud to me, because, you know, he can't see, right? And so from that, he ended up asking me to read. I know, right? He asked me to read one of my articles from school that my professor, we were talking about love. It had something to do with love, right? And my professor had written an article on love that I had responded to. And I was telling him about my response. He was like, well, read the article to me before, which is like a 12-page article, right? Before you read me your response. And it was like, we just had the best time. Like, you know, I got to talk the language that I use in school. And he was just all into it. And then he was taking that language and putting it in a bigger context. And it was, I mean, the whole thing was just like flowing like crazy. And he was, wow. It was just so, I don't even know what to say. It was just, yeah, it was just beautiful. You know, can you imagine, my brother can't see and I get to read to him? Yeah.
That's so beautiful.
I know. And the fact that he has hope, like, that's more than anything, you know, like.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Just knowing that. If he looks at, you know, because I talk, you know, everything that I'm learning here, right? Like I know this sucks, right? But just imagine if you use your challenges to help someone else. And then, because he's a super smart guy, right? And then he started thinking about what he could do with his life that might he could use to be a service. You know, right? It's just, I'm just telling you guys, like, if I tried to write it down, I couldn't. Like, from the moment I got on the plane to the moment I got home, God was using me. And, yeah. Blew my mind. Yeah. My mom. And can I just, oh my God, like, see, here I go again, right? So today is the anniversary of my baby brother, Donald, who lives in the same town as my mom. It's the anniversary of him losing one of his sons. It's the third child he's lost, right? And he's battling stage 4 kidney disease, which nobody even knew he was sick. And when I was home, my niece had, you know, came in the house with a little baby, and I knew he'd had a, you know, his son, one of his sons who's still here, had a child that I hadn't met yet, right? So the niece comes in, his sister comes in with the baby, and I got to hold the baby, guys, right? And then she tells me that they call him Baby DJ after the child that my dad, you know, that my brother lost. And so, but this little kid, guys, talk about, like, you know how kids can sense you, right? So she's holding him. They're used to him because they have him every day, right? And so I'm like, okay, hi. You know, try to, like, get him to warm up to me. And do you know, he'd, like, first he'd let me hold him, but just on my lap, right? So I'm just, like, you know, rocking my knee. And then I was like, okay, it was good. He didn't cry anything, so I was giving him back. And, guys, do you know he leaned into me like this? Like, no, I want to stay. And I ended up holding him for over an hour just while he slept. And all I kept thinking is, Baby DJ, you know? And then today being the anniversary of his passing, and it's just like, all I can say is, in all this tragedy, because there's a lot going on, but there's so much beauty. There's so much beauty. And that's what I get to focus on. So thank you for that question, Nia. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's a lot, but it's beautiful. Yeah. It's going to be okay. There is hope. I'm sorry, guys. I know.
Don't you dare be sorry. Don't you dare be sorry.
I know. But it's like, it's beautiful. Yeah.
I'm like, how many microphones do I have that I can give Deborah to drop right now? Like,
oh, God.
Oh, Deborah. Whoa, wow.
But I feel like I was able to, like, bring hope into the bed. You know, right? Like, yeah, you get it.
I haven't been debriefed about this yet, you guys. So
I gotta tell you about my trip.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
But there's meaning in it all, guys. There's meaning in it all.
This is what it is. This is what it is. This is what humans are designed to be and live and experience. Like, Deborah, what you're describing, like.
Yeah.
This is not just what we're capable of. When we shift, when we see, when we connect, this is what life can be. This is what, oh, it's so, so beautiful.
And I love how you guys are always reminding, I feel like we remind each other directly or indirectly, like, just, it's like, it's in us, like, it's who we are. It's not like some special thing of like, oh, Fawn's got it, I don't have it. No. And Fawn, you say this all the time too. Everybody's got it, right? And that's what I see, and that's why I love these calls so much, because you know, we get to experience each other's humanity, and it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful.
Wow. Okay. There's something that I think it was Michael Neal probably who said this. He was talking about how when people tend to say, like, oh, we're, you know, oh, I'm only human, or like, it's okay, you're human, you know, and we tend to say that with this, like, tone of, like, making an excuse for our, like, how faulty we are because we're human, right? And that is such an, no, it's Ian McGilchrist, I think, who talks about this, that no, we're human. Like, we get to share our humanity. That just reminded me of this, Deborah, of like, we're human, and we've been so fucking conditioned to think that that is like a handicap. Like that, you know, like, ah, oh, we're only human. But like, no, does anybody else, like, we're human. Like, look how incredible and extraordinary we are when we're unleashed from all the bullshit. Like, ah, it's so incredible. So I've been having, like, just noticing, I love how you just shared that, like, noticing each other's humanity, right? Like, celebrating our humanity, not in this, like, oh, our humanity and how, like, you know, faulty we are, but like celebrating our humanity and how extraordinary we are. And what happens around us in the, like, when the inner thrive and the outer thrive starts to vibrate around it, like, this is perfect, beautiful example, Deborah. Wow. I am fired up. And to know, and to like, and here's the freaking kicker of it all too, Deborah, like, you're so tuned in with yourself. Like, you had no inkling of wanting to go home or travel. Like, you had such a peace about not doing that over Thanksgiving. Yeah. And then this intuitive thing came to you out of nowhere, and you checked in with it, and you did it, and you got on a flight, and like, that's what happened. Like, what?
Yes. And I feel like I just need to say this because I'm feeling that, but my brother Greg, and I know this is recorded and I still feel like it's okay, but he told me that he was in such a deep depression. That's the one who can't see. He was in such a deep depression that he had that. You remember when I called him and he was like, oh, I've been thinking about going home too. But what he didn't tell me until we got home was that what he was feeling, which is, you know, like at the end of his rope, so to speak, right? And mm-hmm. And the trip home, like, it just gave him like new life, new, you know, a new resolve. And but it was just about me listening. I thought it was to go home to see my mom, right? But it's like we just get to be present and then see what unfolds in front of us. And even my niece just crying, it was like, you know, she just needed to be heard. You know, it's just like everybody I felt like was really feeling broken, and not, I don't want to use that word broken, but I just feel like everybody needed something pumped into them, so to speak. And everybody got what they need, everybody, including my mom. And yeah, it's just like being on this journey is like amazing. Mm. Amazing. If we listen. Yeah, if we listen.
In the wisdom traditions that I really revere, including contemporary, and this is so not the standard coaching ICF model, just so you guys know. The wisdom traditions that I revere, what's pointed to is that when, as we awaken, others awaken. There's something inside of us resonant, this resonance that is designed to be the most beautifully positive contagion in the universe. We don't even have to do anything, you know, like by being awake, or I'm going to call it awake, we can call it, you know, illuminated, in touch with inner thrive, connected to the universe.
Cosmos, yeah.
Like, right hemisphere.
Right.
Because the malaise that our culture has instilled in us isn't who we truly are, and it's certainly not truer than this. And so when others are around, even if they don't get it or they have no interest in it, or, you know, there is something that resonates in the human system to the degree that it can be so significant. And Deborah, I'm hearing this in what you're sharing, seeing this in what you're sharing. Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Just being, you know?
Yeah.
Not doing, just being. Because I didn't do anything. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you weren't trying to fix anybody or buy anybody gifts or like, right? Anybody up. You're like.
Yeah.
Mm. And it sounds like, I mean, I'm making an assumption here. Of course, let me know how this lands. But it sounds like you also weren't, you didn't have an orientation that anything was wrong with anybody.
Nope.
Right? Like, oh, it's my, you know, my brother or my mom or whatever. Like,
yeah, no.
We're with them.
And my brother initially thought he was going because of my mom. I thought I was just, even though I knew my mom was fine, I was like, well, something's telling me to go visit her. And I'm like, if I don't go, I'm going to regret it. Like if something happened to her. So I thought I was just going to see her. And like, she was the least important character, so to speak, in the whole story. Yeah. So we just don't know, but we get to listen and be, right? Just be present and respond to the moment. Yeah.
Hmm. Hmm. Wow. And such a collective synergy too. This is a great example of like ecology. I talk about ecology all the time, how everything is interconnected. Your relationship with your mom, like she was the, you cared enough, like so much to go home thinking that it was her, but really she was like, she was kind of in the place to have you come in. And it's so cool. Oh, it's so amazing.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
We never know. Like, yeah. It's like, and the left hemisphere hates this, right? Because it's like, it's trying to control and it's trying to be logical and it's trying to like find the pattern. If there's no pattern, then I'm not going or whatever. And look at what we miss, you know?
I don't have a job. I'm not going, right?
Right, right.
Like, yes, all the logic out the window, right?
Yep.
I trusted that everything would be fine, like, you know, and it will, and it will. Yeah.
Hmm. So inspiring.
All right.
Mm.
I know.
I'm so inspired to write a book about y'all and also launch the YouTube channel so I can just interview you all the time. Because like, I get the pleasure of hearing a lot of, you know, hearing these stories, but gosh, they're powerful and inspiring. Yeah. Anyway, how are we at the hour? Crazy. Thank you so much, Deborah, all of you for sharing. We can do another round, or if we want to wrap out, if we need to wrap out, you ladies are welcome to pick a question to ask me. I'm here until 15 after, so it is up to the group. And I don't know if you can see all these bugs that are happening. It is just like that season, so I just need to point the fan. Hang on.
Did anyone already have a question in mind for Fawn? I hadn't.
Just randomly pick one, and that'll be the right one.
What do you think, Layla?
Number 6. I went with Mia's advice. I just picked one.
Cool.
But I like the question, though.
Okay,
you
read it.
Okay, I'll read it. So identify 3 to 5 ways that you showed up for yourself or aligned with yourself in the past year that stand out to you or held significance.
Woo. Who wrote these questions?
And that's the question I got.
Yeah, it's the same question. I just had it open and then I looked at it. And as I was reading, I'm like, that's what I asked Mia.
Okay, I just need to.
Maya's like, that sounds familiar.
You must be really drawn to that question.
I do. Yeah. Okay. I love this question. I love this question.
So I'm going to do them maybe in chronological order. The first thing that comes to mind, I've fully followed and surrendered to just generally throughout the year my intuition as often as I could be awake to it, especially with experiences, these nudges to like go do that, reach out to this person. Small and big. I really, and increasingly throughout the year, it just allowed for intuition to lead the way, mm-hmm. and not overthink, do my best not to overthink things. So I, that is a huge, huge, huge alignment. I really, with the help of the experiences themselves, but also, Michael Neal and, and my own kind of process and practices around things, aligning with the part of me that I knows is the bat, the thing that does the really amazing shit, but sometimes doesn't make sense. So I'm like, I don't know. So I aligned with my higher self, my essential self, kind of come hell or high water. And that then meant going to Italy, signing up to go to this, to the conference in Italy. That was such an outlier thing, but also not at all, right? Because Ian McGilchrist was speaking there. When I look back at it, I'm like, that's really interesting that I decided to just one of the most formative experiences of my life in ways that are massively still happening right now in my life. So saying yes to doing that, and it felt so obvious also, which was kind of surprising, how it was so aligned. I was like, should I be feeling more this is a bigger deal,
And Fawn, I think you and I were talking when it happened, when you got some email confirmation.
Well, I think we were. Yeah.
Yeah. And it seemed there was another miracle tied to it for some reason. Something happened and something else happened. It was what?
Yeah, it had sold out. It was
booked. Yes, close or something. Yeah.
Yep. And Micah and Jasmine and Ashley helped me. I brought them on to kind of help flesh out some of the Module 5 activities in the new content. One of the activities that they had designed was around, as a question around, if you were 100% aligned with your intuition, what would you do differently right now or something? And I was like, well, I would write to the host of this thing and I would see if they have an extra spot. And if they do, I'm going to book it and I'm going to fly to Italy and hang out with Ian McGilchrist. That's crazy, but that's what I would do. And so I did. And I emailed her and she was like, yeah, we're full, but because I wrote her this whole thing, such a nerd. And she's like, you'll be the 26th. Welcome aboard. We're excited to, invite you. And I was like, so yeah, good memory, Deborah. It's impressive. And then really, man, all the so many things, life became this alignment, traveling has that way about it where it becomes less and less relevant to question and try to figure shit out, and more flowy in let's see what happens, that place looks really cool, let's go check that out, but on a really significant level, it was if I'm being honest, it was a bucket list year for me. These are things that I've dreamt of doing my entire life that for so long I did not believe were possible for me. for a variety of reasons. And so being able to do the things that I did this year was extraordinary in and of its own right, but also in like a very deep symbolic way within my own life and my own psyche. It was huge to say yes to those like dreams and realize that it doesn't actually matter what we believe is possible for us as long as we stay aligned. And anyway, yeah, so it was very, very significant. And part of it is like, you know, so much of how I live and what I do is like counterculture to like the mainstream and the norm. One thing being like going on this like massive adventure, epic adventure, and not waiting until I'm retired, you know, like, because that's kind of the thing, like you wait until you're older and you blah, 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 right? Which, sure, that's fine. But I was like, hell no, like I see this open window, like let's go climb some mountains and hang out with some philosophers. That sounds way better than stacking cash in a vault somewhere, buying some bitcoins. Not that it's mutually exclusive. But that felt really, I felt like I was breaking some like cultural, gender, generational, rules around how to live life, you know, and so that was powerful as well. And it wasn't easy at times, but it was like, yeah. So there you have it, ladies. So many alignments. Do we want to do a firecracker round, or do we want to do takeaways and wrap out?
What's a firecracker round?
Like a quick, same thing, but really quick. So choose a question for somebody and then like kind of volley the ball.
So it would be firecracker and then closing out, or just closing out. Those are the options you're saying?
I think so. What do you ladies want to do?
Well, I actually have a question that, for everyone. Like,
let's do that. Around
to kind of bring it to an end. So, I mean, we've shared all, you know, all these miracles that happened to us this year. So how do we feel next year will be? Like, are we, if we were to carry on this synchronicity, being in the flow and this magic, what are we, you know, what are we feeling for 2023? Whether it's like plans or just like a hopes or just a vision, you know? Like, what is that? Whatever comes to mind.
May I go first?
Of course.
My first thought is I want that wrap you're wearing.
Oh, my God. I have to, this is a
I'm just saying, if you come to my graduation, you can just recommend, you know.
Girl.
Okay. Actually, you know what? I have no idea. I kind of feel that I think a little bit like what Layla was sharing earlier. Like, I have no idea what 2023 will bring for me. Mm-hmm. And I kind of like, I don't have any expectations in a sense, but, I just know it's going to be phenomenal because I'm learning how to live life. Right. And so I'm just going to like, you know, I was just telling a friend today, I'm going to leave space for the miracles. Right. And so that's how I want to end. Yes. Mm-hmm. And by the way, that's a quote from Megan and Harry's movie. Okay. Leave space for the miracle. So it's a lot of gems in there, guys.
Awesome. I'll echo what Deborah said. That's like right on point.
Okay, I'll go. And just a little bit more miracles and fairy dust. Because just following the, oh my gosh. So when I was coming out of the stagnation mid-year, so this was like around, I think, September, October, I found this beautiful lake. I don't know why I didn't know about this, like the whole time I've been here, but I found out you could rent kayaks on this lake. So I started going like every weekend because I knew like the season was about to be over. And often, or pretty much, I had the lake to myself like all the time. It was a huge lake. I mean, I was on it for 5-6 hours a day, you know, like I would go just spend the whole day on the lake with my dog. And it was just the most beautiful.
Wow.
Like, you're just so in tune with nature. You're sitting in it, you know, like in the boat, in the kayak. And then the second weekend I was there, I got this knowing. Again, it didn't make any sense in my head, but just the knowing that I want to experience like plant medicine. Like, it's never really called out to me. I mean, I've done it before, but it's not like I didn't feel any need the last year or so. I didn't think I was going to be I didn't know when I was going to be traveling again. But the idea came through and I was just like, but my logical mind came in and was like, doesn't make sense. It's too expensive. It's blah, blah, blah. You have a dog now. You can't get away. All the reasons not to. But I was able to see it and recognize it and give it space and tell it, okay, I hear you and I totally understand. But I'm also going, so if I'm meant to do this, then just give me signs. Like, I'm not going to make any decisions. Just give me signs. And I will decide later. Like, I'm not, holy shit, the signs have been rolling in. Like, everything was just a part of it. I mean, even this, right? Like, the week after, I was taking a walk with my parents to this part of town we never go to together. Like, I don't really even take walks with them that often. And this place, it was like this old part of the town. So they have like a couple of shops. And I passed one, we passed one, and, you know, they have this thing out front, like, so I just looked at it and this was hanging there and I didn't think anything up. I was like, oh, that looks nice. And my dad, who never gives me presents, was like, do you like it? I'll buy it for you. I'm like, I don't remember the last time he bought me a present.
Right.
I need another piece of clothing, but just for that, I was like, okay, I'm going to take it because it's for my dad. And then my mom's like, oh, that'll be for your birthday. You know, the one that was. So I got home, put it on, and I didn't even realize until I put it on. I'm like, this looks like it's from South America. You know, it could be from that kind of, which ties in with the whole this medicine thing I want to do. And I had already talked to a friend who lived in Costa Rica, and she told me about this one retreat place. She was like, oh, just check it out. I don't know if they have it, but you can just do that. Oh my God, long story short. So this place is called the Blue Spirit. It's a really beautiful retreat center. And again, I'm like, I don't know if this is like the right one. You know, it's expensive and maybe I should look for the cheaper options, like all the mind stuff. And I did research. But then in the beginning of November, I went hiking and went to this mountaintop and I thought, okay, universe, like I'm just going to put a prayer out there and you tell me. So I wrote the word blue with leaves, like on the mountaintop on a rock, and just meditated under it and just left it at that. Well, I walk away. A few minutes later, I passed this woman with two dogs. So we started talking about our dogs and it was the most insane thing. Like everything she was telling me about what happened to her was exactly the same thing that happened to me the last 7 years. So we were both like, what the fuck? Like, we were like mirroring each other. It was so crazy, like creepy in a good way, you know, like, what the fuck is going on? So we, you know, like, so she gave me her number and I go, this is so crazy. The next day I go to my parents' place and they're like, oh, a package came for you in the mail. I'm like, I didn't order anything. So I look, it's from Amazon Prime. I don't even have Amazon Prime. So I'm like, I'm not expecting anything. There's no like sender. You know, I don't know who it's from. I open it. It's a deck of Oracle cards.
You said, I said Spot. I was going to say that's Spot.
Are you kidding me? No.
Oh my God.
I feel like I'm going into the Matrix. This is so insane. But what?
Yes.
Wait, but you didn't know about this. You didn't
know.
Shut up. But this is so, oh my God, are you kidding? I was going, oh my God, what? I need to know. Okay, we're going to backtrack later. I want to be like, what the hell were you thinking? That is so incredible. And the timing of it too, like, because, so I meet this woman on a Friday. I get the cards on a Saturday. I'm like, who the fuck is sending me this? Because I've been asking about the whole retreat thing, right? Medicine. And if you look at the deck, it's like the grandmother and the ancestral line. So I'm like, I don't know how you knew. Like, I want to come back to it. But so I text this girl so she would have my information too. She'd give me hers. She writes back and says, oh, you know, like there's a book I wanted to tell you about. And she's like, I used it she's like, I used this book that she's like going to tell me. She's like, I use it as like a roll, tarot cards. So like I flip to a page and I, you know, like with a question. So like tarot cards, I just got this deck of oracle cards and she's telling me about tarot cards. I'm like, what the heck? And so I pick a card from the deck and oh my God, it was follow your own rhythm, which was what I've been, this whole thing with this whole year has been, you know, just like a test. Just, oh my God, I can't even. And what is even more crazy, I didn't really notice this until 2 days later. The woman on the card, on the back, you know how on the back of every card is a different thing? Well, this one, this woman, her profile is like this, and she's doing this, like a really, whatever. It's the fucking woman I met.
Wait, what?
That woman on the card is her. Like, she looks like
she's been on the trail, yeah.
I'm not even joking. I kid you not.
Oh my God.
I'm going to have to send you a photo so you'll see, but because I met up with this woman again a few weeks later and I brought the card, I brought the deck and the card I showed her, I didn't tell her anything about it. I showed her the card. She looks at it. She's like, wait, that looks like me.
Oh my God.
She has a card. And you know that deck, it's all different. Like there's only one blonde, well, there are a couple of blonde women, but like, it's very, that woman has a very specific look and she could have been the model that the painter used. And, oh, I forgot to say, oh my gosh, Vaughn, did you see who published the cards?
I don't know.
The publisher's name, when I opened it, I was like, what the fuck? Blue Angels.
Wait. Oh my goodness.
No way. No way.
And what? And the illustrator, look at that deck. It's on the deck. Look on the back. Oh, my God.
Blue Angel.
Yes. And look at the illustrator, the painter, the illustrator of the deck. Her name? Autumn Sky. I was literally under the autumn sky when I made the thing with the blue. And I was thinking about the autumn sky. I mean, it was just, I was, yeah, like the rabbit hole just like that. And okay, one more thing. Oh my, so I go to this place, right? This place where I was for a month, and I was telling people about like the blue spirit and all that. And then I go to the back and I see the emu, and this part of the emu, this side of it's like the emu is black, so it's like an ostrich, and this part was blue. Like a curve, this curved, like a spirit that's on the side of his face. I was just like, what the heck? I take a picture of it. And I don't know why, for some reason, that night I decided to go back to the website of the Blue Spirit just to look at this retreat place again. And look at the logo. It has that blue. It looks, because before it was a wave, right? It was like a blue, like wash, like wave. But after I saw it on the bird, on the emu, when I looked at it again, I mean, the logo is a blue bird. Like, I mean, it's supposed to be the wave, but it looks like a blue bird. And I'm not the only one. I've showed it to other people. They're like, oh my God, I see the bird, the emu. The blue is in the logo of the Blue Spirit. So I'm like, oh, I am definitely going. So I'm going in April. I'm going on this retreat in April.
Yeah.
The day before I booked, though, I met up with that woman again on the walk. And she brought her own deck of oracle cards. She's like, let's draw cards before you leave. Like, yeah, I draw two. So this deck was an animal deck, so it's all animals, and I drew two, and I didn't resonate with them at the time. One was an owl and one was a lion, and I'm like, okay, you know, whatever. Well, the next day I go book my retreat, and I hadn't seen this before, but the first two images on the website, the only two animals was a lion and an owl.
No fucking way. Oh my God.
Yeah. So I will tell you stories from Costa Rica. I'm going for, 3 weeks. The retreat is
this is bananas.
Yeah, so I'm very curious what will happen next year. I can't believe what. Now I know. You know, I even called Amazon. I'm like, who sent me this? Was it a mistake? Did you have a glitch in your system? They're like, the guy was like, oh, you know, I can't disclose the information, but just be happy you have a secret admirer.
That's so incredible.
Please tell me why and how come you didn't tell me? This is so amazing. Like,
because like, it just, that's, you know, like, that's just, oh, it occurred to me to send them to you.
That's insane.
I'm gonna reflect on that, but it was really spontaneous.
Wow.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
I know. I want to know, like, what, if you can remember the moment that sparked that. Because that's like you were tapped into the freaking universe.
that's what it was. I mean, that's, you know, like, that's what.
Oh, my God.
That's what it. Yeah, I will. I'm going to reflect on that. How interesting, though, that the note wasn't in there. And so it's been a mystery. Like, that's so weird. That
was a note?
There, you know, like with Amazon, usually I include a note in the thing.
Oh my God, no, there was
nothing. There wasn't one. Oh. It's so meant to be, like, it's so meant to happen right now. You know, like, you sure?
It's amazing that now, like, the mystery is revealed. I mean, that's a beautiful, like,
wow.
And you were the messenger, I mean, you were, like, a facilitator in that miracle. I mean, there's just no way, like,
wow.
I'm going to send you a photo because I took a photo of her with the card on the mountaintop because she
was do. Yeah. You, Deborah and Layla, you have the deck too, right? I think. Yes, you both have it. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I love it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Crazy. Wow, it's right. Magic. Magic, magic, magic. Like, and Mia, this is how I know you to be. Like, this is Mia's dance in the universe.
Yes, exactly. I don't want to hold on to it. But I'm not going to lie. I am still going into 2023 with fear, you know, because I don't know what's going to happen. I don't have plans aside from April, you know. Like, so I know I just have to trust and not use the logical part too much, you know. But planning still takes that, right? But that's the thing, I don't want to plan. I just want things to kind of pop in and, you know, like.
It so seems like that works better than planning for you.
I know.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. What a trip.
I can't believe you are behind the whole, I was like, what a mystery, I'll never
It's so wild that you, and like, you brought it up, you're like, wow. I just have to share one more thing.
Wow, that's crazy.
So good. I know there was a note in there. I'm gonna track that down. Let's ask my assistant. I know there was a note in there, and it had to do with, like, synchronistic magic, and...
Oh, my gosh!
Yeah, I'm gonna have Maggie find, if we can track that down. That's amazing!
So beautiful. Wow. Thank you. Thank you for being a facilitator of magic.
Such an honor. There's... Yeah. This is where it's at. So fun. And truly, like, it just, it feels like it takes convincing, and sometimes it does, to, like, shift out of the old way of feeling like we need to, like, have certainty and control, and like the left hemisphere, it can feel like we need to like convince ourselves to live like this. But really all we need to do is just get out of our own way, you know, and like surrender and be willing to go with whatever happens.
Yeah.
And still have agency. It's not like one or the other. It's not dual. It's like an active surrender. Oh, ladies, so, so, so beautiful. Thank you all so much. Like, what a magical, powerful circle and ceremony. And thank you for that question too, Mia, to wrap us out. I know we all didn't have an opportunity to answer. I do have to hop.
But oh, I hope I see you. Yeah, I get to see you both this year somehow, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're here.
Yeah.
yeah, hop on the calls. It's so great to have you here again, Mia.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Great way to wrap up the year.
Yeah, indeed. Oh, so much love. Deborah, are you there? Maybe you stepped away for a second.
Just got back.
So the questions, like, feel free to utilize those. There's like, obviously they're really meta and there's a lot in there, but as you can see, there's a lot that can be accessed. Also, I'm going to start encouraging like pop-up hangouts too. Like we don't have to wait for LFP calls. We can totally start, like Katrina does this for the goal group sometimes where she does the Pomodoros. Thank you. Where we just co-work together. I'm encouraging of any kind of like connection, and especially like, because the dialogue is really helpful, right? Having other people like kind of prompt the questions and tune in. Here's to an open and magical 2023.
Yes, I'm so excited to hear everyone's magic during our calls.
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Wow.
Thank you, ladies. Yeah. So, so, so much love.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, yes, tomorrow. Yes.
Thank you. All right. Ciao, ladies.